I've discussed Michelangelo's famous sculpture, David, a year or so ago, and it's a pretty incredible story. And so I found it very interesting what Sheila asked, and I don't know how much...
Oh, okay. Sheila, the angel around Michael is Epha. Epha.
Is that E-P-H-A or E-F-A?
Running through your gluten-free society in Sebab, it's angel language. That's in Revelation 23.
Okay,
oh.
So...
Yeah, that might not be on the lucky box either, but it's in Revelation 23. But that point is the question. Sorry if we've...
So let me go into the thing before you speak. And she says, Michelangelo's David, what were the reasons that the statue of David was begun by two different artists working with the same block of marble and both times abandoned? Why did two different artists start the statue and abandon it, Ion?
Because they couldn't release David from the rock.
Okay. After the second artist was terminated, and who commissioned this? Who commissioned this sculpture? The Pope? Anybody know?
It wasn't done quite that way, Bob.
Oh, okay. It just that these guys decided to do it themselves.
Well, they were all in the line to, if they make it and beat Bertini's versions or Botticelli's versions of what was, then you moved to the head of the line, and that means you ate the best meat and got the best wine. Because it wasn't about getting money checks, it was about getting it.
Right. After the second artist was terminated, the block of marble remained neglected for 25 years, all the while exposed to the elements in the yard of the cathedral workshop. Michelangelo then received the commission to continue the work at the age of 26 and would work on the sculpture for more than 2 years. What was his desire upon seeing the block of marble?
To release the David.
Did he see the finished sculpture already before he began working on it?
Or it would not have been allowed to be.
So that the other artist did not see it?
Correct.
Right. He thought.
They completed it.
So he saw it, and why was he able to see it? How was he able? When and was it what and whatever the 6 degrees of questions are? How did he pull that off? How come he could see it? You won't answer that one, right?
It was already.
So he knew it was already.
Yes.
Now, had he been tutored, mentored by Leonardo da Vinci before he took on this task? Was Michelangelo mentored or learning from Leonardo da Vinci before he took...
No.
He wasn't. Because he learns a lot from Leonardo later, right? Which, would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Or were they part of the same secret society, secret network that had the inside information about DNA and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he did see the finished sculpture. Now, Sheila continues, the proportions of the David are atypical of Michelangelo's work. The figure has an unusually large head and hands, particularly in the right hand.
Mm-hmm.
What were the reasons for this enlargement?
Proportion.
The reasons were proportion. That's what you would use to do it. And what's the reason he did it?
Well, to set the proportion of the shift of the difference.
Okay, so this proportional to get into some... hidden sacred geometry, or even though you don't like that phrase, some kind of embed subliminal attempt at beauty to seduce the eye?
Well, to set the proportion within the eye.
And was that an attempt to hypnotize people?
It wasn't hypnotizing. It was opening up their expression. They talk about the David as being perfect. And that's the whole point, is the shifts of the deference was the perfection that was.
Yeah, this is the problem, Sheila. You would, who knows what my questions mean to you and what the answers do. Everybody has to have a one-on-one and eye on to figure out anything, because we're interfering.
Okay, so we'll help you with telemarketers now. If anybody's...
No. Okay. We haven't finished the questions. What were the reasons for this enlargement? What was Michelangelo trying to convey in the expression of David's face?
Art.
Art. What the heck is that?
Shape, face, perspective.
For beauty? For hypnosis?
For imagery.
To impress?
To create a state of awe.
A state of awe, which authority, the word authority, you would get authority that way.
Or power.
Power. Okay, now you told me a lot about this marble. Wasn't it a parallel world marble?
The Carrera, the specific Carrera marble, yes, didn't come out of the mines of Carrera.
So it was, the special marble was noted by somebody, and so this is different, but it landed from another world.
It's why they didn't chunk it off and haul it off somewhere, as two other artists had tried and ruined it, almost ruined it.